Welcome to the Strategy Driven Podcast, Core Performance Measures. Hi, I'm Nathan Ives. Along with my co-host, Howard Dickens, we would like to welcome you to this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, Core Performance Measures. The Strategy Driven Podcast focuses on the tools and techniques executives and managers can use to improve their organization's alignment and accountability to ultimately achieve better results. These podcasts elaborate on the best practice and warning flag posts found on the Strategy Driven website at www.strategydriven.com. This podcast examines the best practice of core performance measures, a measurement lattice that helps create organizational alignment and accountability, while at the same time supporting decision-making by providing a means of comparison between various products, services, and business units through the use of relevant measures vertically cascaded and horizontally shared across the organization. And so now, without further delay, let's get started. Hey, Howard, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Nathan. I tell you, man, it's a beautiful day here in Atlanta. Looking forward to go. Man, we're almost in February. You realize that?
We are. You know, it's Super Bowl Sunday this weekend.
I know. And my sweetheart's birthday is this weekend as well. Mine was last weekend. I don't know if I got a birthday card from you or not.
I was a little belated on that birthday email. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did get an email. I mean, I do understand. I do understand, but I am so happy to be alive and just enjoying the opportunity to be able to make some maximum positive impact in people's lives.
Oh yeah,
I tell you.
Oh, this is great. Now, to do this week to week.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now let's jump right into this. I'm sure everybody's excited about this. Now look, I know core performance measures are an outgrowth of a vertically cascaded, horizontally shared performance measurement system. Now, should we start by reviewing what we mean by vertically cascading and horizontally sharing?
Oh, sure. Let's do that. Vertically cascaded and horizontally shared measures are actually two different qualities applied to the same performance measurement system. The difference is really in their alignment, or what I might call their line of sight. So vertically cascaded measures form an up and down line of sight through the organization to the mission goals. Horizontally shared measures, on the other hand, form a line of sight across the tiers of the organization in order to provide a basis for comparing value between different products, services, business units, and individuals. And that comparison is relative to the value provided based on the mission.
Mm.
As we've stated before, a well-constructed performance measurement system will possess both of those qualities.
Okay.
So to illustrate, consider our airplane turnaround example.
Okay.
And that is, of course, my favorite example, if anyone hasn't picked up on that quite yet.
Mine too.
The vertically cascaded goals, refueling time, luggage off and unloading time, plane servicing time, and passenger debarking and onboarding time, roll up to airplane turnaround time, which in turn eventually rolls up to things like customer satisfaction and the number of legs per day that the aircraft can actually be in the air, both of which contributes to the company's return on investment. a mission goal.
Hmm.
So we can see that upward line of sight, how we translate people's actions and their behaviors, the things they do, up to the return on investment, which is our mission goal. In the case of horizontally shared measures, if we think about refueling time, that can be measured for ground crews, and it can be used as a comparative basis for judging their performance, because it's a measure that can apply to all ground crews, because they all have to refuel airplanes. Now, as we described in earlier podcasts, it's important to remember that to compare performance when there's differing quantities or volumes involved, we need to apply a weighting factor. So in our example, we might apply a weighting factor on the basis of the aircraft size, because larger planes will have proportionately larger fuel tanks that will necessarily take longer to fill.
Mm-hmm.
It's also important to remember that the higher tiered measure, airplane turnaround time, is not necessarily just a simple composite of all the lower tiered measures when we do that vertical roll up,
mm-hmm.
because some of those activities are going to be performed in parallel. And so they're not going to be simply additive. Only certain activities that form a critical path will be added together to give us that higher tier. So weighting is our footnote for horizontally shared, and doing an analysis, because many of our vertically cascaded measures, when they roll up, won't necessarily just simply be additive.
Okay.
So two footnotes.
Okay, okay. Now, I'm sure our audience understands what vertically cascading and horizontal sharing are, but what then are core performance measures?
Ah, thank you, Howard. Core performance measures are a unique subset of ongoing indicators within the organization's performance measurement system. Okay. Differing from key performance indicators, or what some people will call KPIs,
mm-hmm.
that monitor just those few critical drivers of organizational performance, core performance measures provide an ongoing comparative basis between products, services, business units, and individuals. They act as kind of an embedded grid that is aligning and focusing the organization's actions to the accomplishment of the mission.
Mm.
Group also aids decision making, especially when evaluating competing alternatives. If I were to draw a mental image, I think of it like a concrete wall, a foundation that gets poured,
mm-hmm.
and that gris, lattice or grid of rebar that's used to strengthen the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that.
Hmm.
It provides that alignment throughout the organization, holds us to achieving the mission.
Good example.
Okay. Well, for example, let's go back to our airplane turnaround time example. Airplane turnaround time itself, the average airplane turnaround time for the airline, would likely be a key performance indicator, because that one measure alone can signal a rise or a fall in overall corporate value. The airplane turnaround time for a specific terminal crew, and the lower tiered measures that are applied to the different groups within that one terminal crew, those are core performance measures, because while they're important, the performance at one terminal is really not likely to impact in a significant way the airline's overall value.
Hmm.
And yet at the same time, it provides a comparative basis that we can use between crews at different terminals, between different types of airplanes, between different airports. So it helps us with our decision making and can help us identify opportunities for improvement, whether they be the process we're implementing to turn that airplane around, or maybe we're trying to decide what kind of aircraft to buy, and we want to compare comparably sized aircraft, but maybe one takes longer to turn around, and so it would have a lower service time. So it helps us in decision making that way as well.
Well, so how is this line and grid achieved?
Well, core performance measures form that aligning grid throughout the organization because they share or are shared by like entities both vertically and horizontally within the organization's structure. So the vertically cascading focuses the measures and the performances they drive on achieving the mission. So that gives us vertical alignment up, while the horizontal sharing aligns the performance and promotes best practice sharing amongst different groups of people or business units or products horizontally across the organization. Mm. So again, it promotes an upward performance drive and a horizontal performance drive, and that's what creates this lattice of alignment.
Mm. Now, I think based on our discussions of a vertical cascading and horizontal sharing that we can see how core performance measures, how they align the organization's activities to its mission. But how, though, do they make an organization more strategy-driven?
Oh, that's good, Howard. Core performance measures enhance the organization's ongoing evaluation and decision-making processes by providing comparative information regarding the products, the services, business units, and individuals within the organization. Shared measures are of a common design, enabling very broad application and uniform interpretation. Mm. These indicators all are enhanced by thresholds that trigger action when performance reaches a predefined value. A core performance measure, one for each of several like entities, is often plotted on a single graph, routinely updated, and that provides a very visual comparative trending information in support of decision-making processes.
Okay.
So it's through that comparative trending that decision makers can see low and no value adding activities, products, could be business units, and then they use that information to act in such a way that they either help these items generate greater value by improving them, or the item could be eliminated. And so hence, it's that greater value drive to the mission goal that's derived from these measures that really is helping us to be more focused on the mission, to be more strategy-driven.
That's good. Now, how does one identify the set of core performance measures to be used?
Howard, this is a process, really. It's a bit more of an art than a science.
Okay.
And so it's more process than methodology, where there are certain principles that we're going to follow rather than a step-by-step procedure that we usually discuss.
And so
I'm going to give these principles more broadly, but keep in mind they're not going to be kind of step-by-step. Okay. Principle one, core performance measures should be broadly applicable. Okay. Principle number two, core performance measures tend to often, not always, but tend to often be assigned to a given level or a specific group within an organization. Okay. And some exceptions to that would be like our core values apply to everybody. But how we implement those values, it becomes a little more specific on a level-by-level basis. So that's where the leveling kind of comes in. Principle three, core performance measures should measure performance, meaning results and behaviors for measures that, of course, apply to people. And remember, it's important that anytime we measure quantity, that there exists a quality measure to provide balance. We'll talk a bit more about that in a little bit. Okay, principle four, core performance measures should be easily tied to and clearly understood value drivers, often like a key mm-hmm. performance indicator or an organizational value. So it's got to be tied to something very important. And because they're more than just simply tied to the mission, I like to tie them or look to tie them to the key performance indicators, the KPIs, and then the organization's values.
Could you give the audience some examples of core performance measures, Nathan?
Oh, sure. Let's focus for a moment on common organizational value, since that was one of our two principal four items. And the value I'm going to pick is safety. Okay, so using our airline example, we could have a core performance measure grid representing safety in the turnaround of our aircraft. So, for instance, all of our ground crews would be measured on injuries, which is a result balanced by their compliant with safety procedures, their behavior. A couple of measures there. Okay, so these individuals' behaviors then would be influenced such that they're going to try to achieve good measure performance. In other words, they're going to have to comply mm-hmm. with safety procedures. This measure is going to be shared by all ground crews at all terminals at a given airport and at all airports serviced by the airline, enabling a very broad comparison and leveraging of kind of an invisible peer pressure for them to improve and or maintain high performance in the area of safety. Now we're going to move up the org chart one level. The manager responsible for the ground crews has a higher tiered measure that aggregates all of the ground crew's, say, lost time accidents. So this measure motivates the manager to put in place the mechanisms to ensure his people comply with established safety rules. The measure, again, is broadly shared by all managers responsible for ground crews at all airports serviced by the airline. And once again, it leverages that individual peer pressure for them to improve and or maintain high safety performance for their people. Okay. Let's move up the org chart one more step. Okay, so now the manager responsible for all airline operations for the entire airport is going to have yet a higher tier measure that's going to aggregate the safety of all airline personnel. So say all lost time accidents of all airline personnel, not just the ground crews, for his or her airport. Like the other measures, this measure is compared with that individual's peers at all the other airports serviced by the airline. And so you get that individual or invisible peer pressure. So now we have this lattice of safety that stretches horizontally across and vertically up and down the organization, applying reinforcement of the desired safety behaviors to managers and personnel alike. Comparisons used to leverage peer pressure to help identify best practices that can be transferred to other groups in other organizations, in our case at other airports. Those that are unable to meet the organization's safety expectations, well, such comparison is going to highlight them, and it will provide reason for direct managerial intervention. Okay? All of these characteristics taken together help drive organizational alignment and accountability to the achievement of mission goals, and in this case, a core corporate value.
That's good. Now, Nathan, I'm concerned that that applying these principles might result in all of an organization's performance measures being included as core performance measures. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do. That's a great point, Howard. I think that in some organizations, that might very well be the case. And that's okay. That's okay. These organizations have probably done a really good job at vertical cascading and horizontally aligning and then streamlining their measurement system such that the only measures that are really left are the core performance measures. Okay. But really, I believe, though, that for most organizations, the group of core performance measures are really going to be a subset of the performance measurement system. I believe that there would be measures monitoring, for instance, business environmental conditions, temporary measures put in place for the purpose of identifying improvement opportunities or quantifying the impact of a re-engineered process, measures required by federal, state, and or local regulations, and measures that are kept during the streamlining process, because if we remove them, mm-hmm. we would lose some downstream measures that were very important to us. Mm. And so we held on to these. So it's important for us to remember that core performance measures drive alignment and are to provide a comparison basis for the purpose of decision making. Okay. So therefore, I think it's likely that these could feed, for instance, an individual's performance goals and play a significant role in the ongoing evaluation of products and services and subsequently the business decisions regarding the organization's pursuit of those items.
Woo! That's outstanding. That's outstanding. Let's see if I can recap this for our audience, okay? Now, core performance measures are a unique subset of ongoing indicators within the organization's performance measurement system that provide an ongoing comparative basis between products, services, business units, and individuals. Now, these measures act as an embedded grid, aligning and focusing the organization's actions to the accomplishment of its mission. Now, this group of measures mm-hmm. also aids decision-making, especially when evaluating competing alternatives. Am I right? Okay. Now,
you're right.
Now, we Absolutely. Said that identifying the subset of measures within a performance measurement system that'll serve as core performance measures is more of a process or say a methodology where principles are followed rather than a step-by-step procedure like we usually discuss, right?
That's right, yes.
And these principles taken together identify the measures that'll seek to align behaviors and decisions to the achievement of the mission goals. Okay, now these principles. Mm-hmm. Principle That's number right. one, core performance measures should be broadly applicable. Principle two, core yes. performance measures tend to be level or group specific. Principle three, core Correct. Performance measures should measure performance, results, and behaviors for measures applied to people. And we have to remember it's important that anytime mm-hmm. we measure quantity, that there exists a quality measure to provide balance. And principle That's four, right. mm-hmm. core performance measures should easily tie to a clearly understood value driver, which is often a performance indicator or an organizational value. Now, Mm-hmm. We later mm-hmm. stated that for most organizations, the group of core performance measures will be a subset of the performance measurement system, and that there will be measures monitoring business environment conditions, temporary measures put in place for the purpose of identifying improvement opportunities or quantifying the impact of mm-hmm. re-engineering processes. Measures required by federal, mm-hmm. State, and local regulations, and these measures are kept during the streamlining process because the downstream impact of removing them, but that many of us won't meet the threshold for being a core performance measure, and so they won't really be a part of this subset. And finally,
That's
you
right.
said mm-hmm. that it was important to remember that core performance measures drive alignment and comparison for the purpose of decision making. That it was likely that these measures
yes.
could feed an individual's performance goal and play a significant role in the ongoing evaluation of products and services and the subsequent business decisions regarding the organization's pursuit of these items. Am I on point?
Absolutely. You are absolutely
well, all
on
right.
point.
All
you
right.
are on the money, sir. Sir.
I may be in Atlanta and you're in Tennessee, but I still take some good notes.
You always well, take right. good notes. And that wraps us up. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast and would appreciate receiving your feedback by email at podcast@strategydriven.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider voting for us on Podcast Alley and visiting our website at www.strategydriven.com. Note that additional information regarding organizational performance measures is contained within the many organizational performance measures white papers accessible by registered members on the Strategy Driven website. Registered members also gain access to the many other Strategy Driven white papers, models, and members-only categories, and registration is always free. So until next time, so long.